The 21 Escapes of Lieutenant Alistair Cram, a compelling story of courage and endurance in the Second World War, by David M. Guss, read by Joshua Manning. I had known of Alistair since childhood, a legendary figure haunting the escape literature I began devouring in large quantities from the age of 12. It's what turned me into a reader and lover of books, and eventually into a researcher as well. Such works were readily available to British children of a similar age, but I lived in America, where only a handful of the most famous titles like The Great Escape and The Wooden Horse were to be found. A mathematics teacher with the improbable nickname of Butts came to my rescue. He had been ordering rare Lewis Carroll books from England for years and offered to add my list to his own. Today, when almost anything can be purchased over the internet with the promise of next-day delivery, it's hard to remember that incomparable joy in receiving a long-anticipated package which had traveled by ship across the Atlantic. It wasn't long before I began writing to the authors, peppering them with questions and advice about other titles. None was more generous than Pat Reed, who had described his own hair-raising escape in The Colditz Story. Having grown up reading escape literature from the previous war, Reed understood my fascination and responded with long, sensitive letters, often accompanied by a book or photograph. Then I went to college, and the Vietnam War took over, cooling my interest in anything related to the military. I wrote poetry, studied art, lived with an indigenous group in the headwaters of the Orinoco, published books on South American mythology, and eventually became an anthropologist. Busy with teaching and research, it was years before I thought seriously about escape again. But on a visit to the local public library one day, I wandered over to 940.54, the Dewey Decimal System's classification for the Second World War and escape. To my surprise, there were a number of new titles I'd never seen before. Unlike the first generation of books written immediately after the war, these were by men who had recently retired or simply wanted their stories recorded before they died. I pulled Tommy Cowan's Free as a Running Fox off the shelf and started reading. In no time at all, I was back with my old friends in the tunnels and trains with their disguises and subterfuges.